Welcome back to This Week in Zop, where we talk pizza and technology, get into some shenanigans. Let's get into it. Pizza-wise, what'd you think?
I'd give it like a 9.3.
9.3? I agree, this is a really great pizza. This is the, what is this again?
Pepperoni cream cheese from Ramos.
Okay.
Hand-tossed crust. And Bosco cheese sticks.
Cheese sticks are okay.
Yeah, I think it's just a slightly elevated cheese stick.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's better than like a garlic stick or a garlic, like garlic bread, I guess. Adding the cheese in the middle is a bonus for me.
It's no Olive Garden bread stick, but it's up there.
True. Yeah. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. Pizza wise, we have the Ramos cream cheese pepperoni. Originally, Bill wanted us to have
Paisanos.
They're closed for lunch.
Yep. And now we know.
And really good pizza. I'd give it an 8 myself. Really good flavor. I think if we had, you know, a little more heat in it, maybe some jalapenos or something, it'd be a little better, but it was really good.
Yeah, I agree. I agree on the jalapenos. That would maybe be the one thing that I add. I'll give it like an 8.5. I probably, if you set it in front of me, I don't feel like I have to eat it. I can pass on it, but if it is an option amongst many others, it's probably my go-to.
Okay. All right, Jamie. So we got a running question that we usually ask people.
Okay.
So, after you introduce yourself and tell us what you're all about, you need to tell us what your biggest mistake has been in the industry.
Wait, so you think I make mistakes is the point of that? Huh. I don't know how I should take that. Yeah, Jamie, I am a project integrator. I've been in that role for a couple of years. First official like project management role, but I've been in similar roles for many years. Biggest mistake. I don't know.
We've had some good ones, so.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent a bunch of push notifications out to production for a mobile app that made everyone think that there was a hack and a data breach. Chad accidentally deleted some files once. That's pretty much it.
That's good.
A lot of files.
That's good.
Like terabytes of files.
Okay.
Really quickly though.
Very broken things.
Yeah.
I mean, I think my biggest is probably miscommunication, right? Like giving the wrong numbers on a budget update, either high end or low end. I do remember a very specific one where I just calculated it wrong. I always also tend to forget about taxes. Like, taxes are annoying, and it doesn't apply to all of our partners, and you have to remember to add it in, otherwise you're always communicating just slightly off. But at the end of the day.
Where they're located.
Right, yeah it's
also,
really annoying.
Yeah.
I mean minor, but like also can pretty easily cause some frustration and annoyance and missed expectations, I guess. So.
And I do think you're maybe one of our funniest people. So
I am pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah. She's always telling me we're in memes, the intersection, Chad, of a Venn diagram of you and good ideas. There's no intersection on that Venn diagram.
That seems
she
like
says that to me every day.
Yeah, I can see that written on a board with Jane quotes.
Yes. I mean, most of them I am proud of us so far. We had not a ton of cuts for swearing, but it can get pretty rough.
The sensors are on full force.
Yeah. We've known you for quite a while now, but I don't know if any of us really know. How did you get into software in the first place? I know you're big into wrestling. I don't know if that had something to do with it.
It did not. No, it did not.
Huge WWE fan.
Right.
I believe that.
Yeah.
So I went to UNL, got a degree in business. Honestly, really didn't know what I wanted to do. Had a more entry level job, had a really good manager. She was very smart, worked in like the insurance industry, kind of a third party administrator for insurance. And I think she kind of saw something in me that made her think I would enjoy kind of a business analyst sort of role and could do really well at that. And so she encouraged moving into that area. And then that's what really got me into the software side of things. that first job was quite a bit different because, you know, many, many years ago, and more of the waterfall methodology and old school homegrown system, green screen, COBOL stuff, which doesn't really mean a lot to me as a non-technical person, but so even going from that to my next endeavor, next company, was even quite a shift because you kind of are learning then all of the newer things and web-based things and whatever. So it was not necessarily a decision on my own. It was just someone encouraging me to try it out and then really enjoyed it. So
that's good to hear. We didn't know if you enjoyed it or not. It was like,
I mean, I do, mostly.
I was kind of surprised.
On the project, the person, you know.
You did it.
It could go south.
Was to find out if you actually like this.
Yeah. It's been a long play.
Yeah. I do.
What's your favorite part of software then? You know, kind of follow up. You enjoy working in software? Is it the kind of the project management part? Is it the requirements gathering part?
It's a little of everything. You know, I think like, so, you know, I've been business analyst, product owner, now more, title is project integrator, but I've played a lot of different roles. And I think I've picked up different things on each of them. I think this role gives me an opportunity to work closely with our partner and our product owner of each different project and kind of share what I've learned from previous experiences while also doing my best to try and make each project a success and manage it along the way and keep it in a good, healthy spot. So, you know, every one of them comes with challenges, which I enjoy. Maybe not always, you know, execute well in terms of finding the right solutions or getting us through challenging situations, but taking each of those as a learning opportunity and trying something different the next time. So I think that's a lot of what I love, especially here, is that you are always dealing with different projects and different scenarios and different personalities and really get to spend the time to build relationships with different people and you know, learn what makes them excited and learn, you know, I like the ability to be able to work on a lot of different products too, because everything is unique, everything is kind of different, and so a little less boring on a day-to-day basis, so I enjoy that.
Yeah. Every day can be a little different.
Yeah.
If you get stuck in with me on one project, you
know,
the next project, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. There's always the make fun of Chad factor, but
yeah,
that's
yeah,
just
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah,
daily
yeah,
thing,
daily.
You know? Yeah.
Speaking on trying to make Chad better, you get a magic wand, you can wave it,
ooh,
and give every developer you are going to work with a bonus in any given skill. What
ooh.
Skill would you level up with the developers that you work with?
Ooh.
And why?
Ooh. That's a really good question.
That's a stall technique when you say it's a good question.
I know,
you're
man.
You're supposed to repeat it back then. Yeah. Magic wand, huh?
What would you think would be best?
If I gave you, yeah. You'd give Kodad a magic wand to give the other people.
Yeah, can I just have that magic wand and then I'll let you
know
in a couple weeks?
To my question.
You know, I mean, I think it's going to probably depend a little bit different on their experience and their, you know, kind of the point that they're in their overall development journey. You know, a more junior dev might have a different answer because expectations are probably a little bit different, but communication is really important. It's helpful when I understand, you know, we're trying to all successfully get through a project, and if, you know, not being able to communicate where they are, what they need,
sure.
What support they need, you know, if we can't understand that, then we're just always kind of going to be struggling to get through the updates we need and the development we need.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really key. You know, there are so many of the group that we have here are very talented. So I feel like, you know, that's, I can't really ask for more there. You know, everybody seems to really be interested in learning and growing their skill. And so that's great. I have no knowledge of those technical things, so I can't really provide any direction on that front. But there's, I'm sure, many others, but
communication's good.
Yeah, that's what came to mind.
I'll take that answer.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Also, if someone could have like the ability to see in the future and just tell me all of the things that are gonna happen so I can see around those corners and avoid them, that'd be cool.
I didn't specify
time machine.
Power, so.
Yeah.
I'll take a time machine.
Okay. You're doing that though, are you just gambling though?
Probably.
Speaking of time machines. In the future, we don't know. Well, Bo's our next guest.
Bo's our next guest.
Oh, great.
So it is your responsibility to determine his future and pick the pie.
The pie?
That we'll be eating for his episode.
Oh, man. What are, like, are we any spot in town?
Any spot in town?
Sure.
I mean, we're not going to Chicago.
Downtown?
Maybe, so.
You're not, what?
Yeah,
I make some really good pizza. Well, I'm just trying to think through some that, well, maybe used to be my go-tos.
And you have to pick the where and what type. Yeah.
Where and what type. And I have to tell you now.
Yes.
Mexican pizza at Taco Bell doesn't count.
I don't know if they have such a thing. That sounds horrible.
Of course they have Mexican pizza.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, we were talking earlier about probably my absolute favorite go-to, but...
Ooh, yeah, what is
I
that?
Don't know if I, well, the Randy Ross, but I don't know if I can pick that. The other one is probably the Leaning Tower. That's one
the
of my favorites.
Leaning Tower's great. I
Leaning
love
Tower
Isles.
From the Isles.
Okay, I've had Isles once and I wasn't impressed. So.
Really?
Leaning
Have you
Tower's
had,
great.
Do you know if you had that one specifically?
I don't.
Yeah.
But I'll try any pizza, including ones that have veggies and stuff I don't appreciate.
I have not had it it's been a while. But that's probably, if I'm in on that part of town, that's a go-to for me.
Okay.
Which one?
So I would say do the Isles because I feel like the Randy Ross is too similar to this.
Okay.
I think you need something different.
Yeah, mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up.
All right.
Leaning Tower at Isles.
Cool. Yep. It's going to hopefully give you a better opinion of.
Love you good pizzas.
Yeah.
We'll give it a shot.
I think it's good. Well, hopefully, Bo likes it.
This
yes.
Week.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
It was mostly fun.
Mostly fun.
No,
mostly pain free.
It was great. It was pain free. Pizza was great. Appreciate
that. Was great pizza.
It was great.
Yeah,
great pizza on accident since we couldn't have paisanos. But
we'll do that some other time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We'll do a dinner episode.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Tell us about your Futurama tattoo, Jamie.
I do not have a Futurama tattoo. My husband likes Futurama, and I can barely stand hearing it because the voices are really annoying. And so he'll watch it in his office, and I'll not watch it with him. So ever since that story was told, Kodad shares that I have a Futurama tattoo, and people buy into it. Jack one day was like, I was talking about not liking Futurama, and he's like, why do you have a Futurama tattoo then? Like, you've been talking to Kodad, haven't you?
The legend,
the myth. So this morning... I was getting ready and picking out my outfit and went and grabbed a sweatshirt, put it on because I had checked the weather. So I'm traveling this weekend to do a little camping. I had it on Burwell, Nebraska to find the weather there. So when I walk outside, it's like hot and steamy and a million degrees already. And I didn't realize that I was still looking at the weather in Burwell, which today is supposed to be like 75 and rainy. So I dressed warm for the event today because I looked at the weather wrong. But I also am always cold, so it's
okay.
It's okay.